to finding them on the papers. It's hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stattmiller, coming to you live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this fifth day of April 2006. My guest today, Morgan Reynolds, and he is on the Scholars for 9/11 Truth, www. I think this is st911.org. Okay, I'm sure that stands for Scholars for Truth, 911.org. And Morgan is a Ph.D. He's a professor emeritus at the Texas A&M University and former director of the Criminal Justice Center at the National Center for Policy Analysis, headquartered in Dallas. He served as chief economist for the United States Department of Labor during 2001-2002. He was in the first Bushy White House, George W. Bush's first term. In 2005, he gained public attention as the first prominent government official to publicly state 9/11 was an inside job. That's right. He's a member of Scholars, as I said, for 9/11 Truth, which also includes Robert M. Bauman. He's the former director of the U.S. Advanced Space Programs Development in Carter and Ford administrations. James Fetzer, McKnight Professor of Philosophy at the University of Minnesota, Duluth. David Ray Griffith, Professor of Philosophy of Religion and Theology Emeritus at Claremont School of Theology. Stephen Jones, Professor of Physics, Brigham Young University, co-chair also of this organization. Andreas von Bülow, which I did not interview, but Greg Szymanski did the other day. He's the former state secretary in the German Defense Ministry, director of the German Secret Service, minister for research and technology, and a member of parliament for 25 years. Wayne Madsen, also investigative journalist, author, and syndicated columnist. And John McMurtry, FRCS, is a moral philosopher, ethicist, and author of six books on public policy issues, who works at the University of, and I can't pronounce this, but anyhow, it's in Ontario, Canada. I hate that when I can't say foreign words, them foreign words. That's why it's so disquieting for me to hear so many foreign languages spoken around me here in America. At any rate, got a break coming up. We'll be back on the other side with Morgan Reynolds, and this is, I'll talk to Morgan about Charlie Sheen and AJ, which has been on MTV, been on Hannity and, or not Hannity and Combs, but Alan Combs' radio show. It's starting to get out there, and it's ruffled a lot of feathers. Because, you see, folks, we've got to be compliant to be safe. We've got to give up our liberty in order to be safe. We've got to give up our God-given rights in order so George Walker Bush can protect you from the boogeyman. And if you believe that, there's a Brooklyn Bridge I have up for sale. And it's cheap, too. We'll be right back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, apparently, things that were supposed to be set for Iran have been pushed back. Let me see. The oil burst deal here, or bourse, I should say. Looks like it's been pushed back to April, but the same build-up or run-up to the to these evil Iranians now is well in the works. Of course, we had Thomas Keene here that was just down here in Georgetown, and they gave him a run for his money for the supposed definitive investigation by our government. Of course, people all appointed by Bush on the whitewash, or I'm sorry, the report on 9/11 and their recommendations. This guy is calling for us to go after Iran because, well, they're going to be the same kind of threat to us that Saddam Hussein was. And the only threat Saddam Hussein is right now is they can't really cover what he's talking about in court. Well, because Saddam, they're afraid of Saddam, because Saddam has too many connections to Donald Rumsfeld, the United States government, and on that story goes. I have with me today Morgan Reynolds. Good afternoon, Mr. Reynolds. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, John. Fine.
Well, the 9/11 story has got a kick in the pants here. It got a jump start in the last couple of weeks. This madman of the airwaves down here in Austin, Texas, Alex Jones, hardest working guy in radio, Had made a big splash with Charlie Sheen coming on board. Charlie had watched every one of Alex's presentations, did his own research, aside from that, into 9/11, did a very gutsy thing, and Charlie has matured. His mistakes of 15, 20 years ago are in his past. He's a family guy now, and according to the major medias, well, that doesn't count because what we have to do is shoot the messenger. But Charlie Sheen, single-handedly, by contacting Alex Jones and subsequently getting on his program, and then left the door open for Alex to get on many other programs to talk about the 9/11 issue. This thing has gotten new and fresh legs 4.5 years later.
Yes, I poo-pooed this at first. And I worked with an MIT engineering grad student named Rick Ryder, and he says, oh, no, this is big. Sheen will reach people who are non-political and don't know much about it. And he was right. And we're on somebody said, we're on a third wave. It started out with anonymous researchers and skeptics who've generated an awful lot of information about how false the government cover story is. And then the second wave was people like me with some credentials. Stephen Jones at BYU kicked us into a new gear. The scholars have made something of a splash. That's wave two. The third is Charlie Sheen, when you have celebrities coming out. And what was so impressive to me about Sheen was, as you pointed out, he did his homework. The guy knows what he's talking about. And when he says, hey, if all you can do is talk about Heidi Fleiss from 20 years ago, I figure you got nothing. You don't want to talk about the facts now, do you? And CNN Showbiz Tonight seemed to have a real difficult time finding anybody to take the other side. They scoured the White House on down, and they came up with that lame woman from National Geographic. And then the next night they were going to run Ed Asner and some other people, and they couldn't find anybody on the other side. And word is that the top down came on and said, CNN, you know, we're the complicit news network, not the one to break expose the real truth about 9/11. So arguably the fourth wave, I mean, this would be, I think it's going to happen. But then we're almost home free. The wheels of justice will work in their slow, cranky way. But that would be an insider or two coming out, and I really think that's going to happen because some of the participants turned out to be appalled by how over the top this was.
Well, and there's a lot of people that have throughout the years. When I saw September 11, 2001. I, like many millions of other Americans, sat there and watched this. But from my perspective, it was a little bit different. For the general uneducated public out there that doesn't know what the United States government has done in the past and is capable of doing today and some of the plans they have for the future, for those fine folks out there, this was just absolutely horrifying and shocking. And as well as it should have been, because this was the outright murder of 3,000 Americans.
Mm-hmm.
But something happened on the way to TV-dom, and I use the word TV-dom as in D-U-M-B, because these people, they don't do a very good job with all the personnel, all the budget they have, all the resources at their fingertips. They very rarely do a story and do it in depth with both sides of the aisle, if you will, official stories. Now, I'm sure that nobody was at the time of September 11th. Everybody's trying to figure out what was going on. But you don't want to do counter stories, counter to the official story.
Well, of course, they betrayed the label, the Free American Press. The Fourth Estate is just an echo chamber, the corporate media. And I was struck by this Barry Bonds book, you know, Barry Does Roids. It wasn't even banned in Major League Baseball, but here you got two San Francisco Chronicle reporters spending each a year at least doing this book. Well, where is the equivalent on 9/11?
Right.
I kept waiting naively. That for Peter Jennings and ABC News to do a three-hour show on 9/11, what really happened? Well, they have devoted zero investigative resources to 9/11, right? I mean, it's just a complete silencio, and that's why the CNN Showbiz Tonight, a program I'd never heard of, and then they, but it was great that they this leak in the Dam of Silence was sprung, and that poll they did, I think it was the most votes they've gotten on any poll within 48 hours or thereabouts. They had over 50,000 votes, and 83% of the voters said yes, the government's covering up on 9/11.
And look who that show appealed to. I mean, it was a live show that's on CNN, but take a look at the pop culture people, the public that watched that program, but the response. That was what was astounding
right.
to me, is
yeah.
the response from the general public
out
there.
It's a celebrity show.
Exactly,
right.
exactly. So Charlie Sheen, and this guy's just hitting his midlife stride here in Hollywood. The guy's done more than 65 films, he said, a hit TV series.
And yeah, see, he's an excellent actor and an attractive person, and he's got a big following. He's got a hit comedy series, Two and a Half Men.
And
he was in Platoon, Wall Street, lots of big films.
Sure, and some of the criticism, I heard this on another radio program, that some of the criticism about Charlie Sheen and some of the material that Two and a Half Men had in it, and you know, it's justifiable criticism, but I think this went over a lot of people's heads of exactly how big this was going to be. I was sitting here waiting for this thing to get no legs whatsoever and them to ignore it, but unfortunately for the ne'er-do-wells out there, that was not the case. So it got legs, and you're exactly right. Here we're on the fourth wave here of this. Now, what do you see, Morgan, if I can ask you this, what do you see in the near future for all the people that are concerned about the 9/11 cover-up? What do you see happening here in the future?
Well, I'm more optimistic than ever. I went to a Denver event, and the organizer was saying, gee, we can't sell tickets to this 9/11 event, but you're all ebullient. Well, I am. After over 4.5 years from the event, the emotions worn off. The public is ready for the truth. In fact, there's increasing signs that they're thirsty for the truth. Then you've got the fact that the government's cover story about I call it Anya, Osama and 19 young Arabs. Anya, it's Anya because it's such a fraud. It's so farcical. The accused hijackers, of course, 9 of them have been demonstrated to be alive. The story is so transparently false, so that if anyone looks at it. Now, this is true. It's a lot of public denial. We do have a long way to go, but we're on the verge of breaking this wide open, in my opinion. And once we get a couple of insiders coming forward, they're done. So the perpetrators have to be nervous. There's an awful lot going on. Like, we had one of our student members of Scholars for 9/11 Truth murdered. In my opinion, I'm very suspicious. I'm over 90% confident this was related to 9/11, even though a lot of people in the Scholars group want to hush this up. But the fact that the...
Why would they want to hush it up?
Well, there are arguments about respectability, you know, which don't impress me much, about, well, people will write us off as lunatics if we say, hey, this is possibly related to Michael Zebor was a 25-year-old graduate student in bioengineering at Clemson who was assassinated, in my opinion. But the fact that the assailant went up and put 2 bullets in the guy's forehead, it's an execution. It wasn't a conventional robbery. Supposedly, the first reports were that 2 young black men, report claimed it was Somalis, well, came up and demanded the mother's purse. Michael's sister was there, and the sister's friend. So there were 4 people. There were tapes.
All right, let me pick that up right after the break here. That was highly suspicious circumstance, what we're talking about. And I want to get more of your take as to why they wanted to let this thing lay. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RVNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
We're back. My guest today, Morgan Reynolds, one of the people that has come forth, and folks, in a truth movement, whether it be on government policy, government mistakes, complicity and or orchestration of something that is, how should we say, at the very least, detrimental to the American people, this is long in coming, and it is really welcomed. We're hoping more and more people are going to come out on this deal, because what has happened, and I don't want to digress here, because I want Mr. Reynolds to pick up where he left off, but this is something, folks, that has happened 4.5 years ago, but it is still affecting us today, and it's going to affect us tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, and unless things are changed in this country, these people that perpetrated this, allowed this to happen, were in on it. They're, in my estimation, when you kill the truth in the country, you kill any hope for the country. Now, Morgan, before the break, we were talking about the suspicious circumstances of this man. So please continue, if you will.
Yes. As I was saying, it looks like an execution. with the pretext or cover of demanding the mother's purse, which she turned over immediately. And then the way the police investigation has gone has been very suspicious. They had a press conference yesterday, and I don't like the way this is proceeding. The police have been very secretive. They had there were two videotape cameras in the parking lot, and you have three surviving eyewitnesses. This doesn't look like a tough one to crack. And then there were these stories about chasing a car and people throwing guns out. Well, that was supposedly a false lead. Now they've arrested a 22-year-old woman and a 17-year-old boy whom they claim is we have to watch this play out, but I'm just saying I'm very suspicious, and not enough has been discussed publicly about the possible 9/11 connection here. And the motive, the more or less obvious motive, would be a shot across the bow for 9/11 researchers, investigators, and troublemakers. But you start low. It's a shot across the bow signal, and you don't go off and shoot David Ray Griffin to start. That would be just too obvious.
Right.
Or Stephen Jones or Jim Fetzer or Morgan Reynolds, et cetera, okay?
Well, this is their normal modus operandi to intimidate, harass, possibly kill. And I'm in agreement with you, Morgan. It is, and you know this because you were inside the government. You may not have been eyewitness to some of the shenanigans that are even under the Herbert Bush regime, but you know they're more than capable of doing something like this.
Right. There's a lot of cold-blooded people who wear business suits and have medals on their chest. So we can't, and we're playing, John, as you know, for the highest stakes imaginable. And they have everything at stake. In fact, I've gotten questioners at live events and then email inquiries where now people are worried about the coming constitutional crisis. In other words, we're making so much progress. They're saying, well, the first response is, do you want to live the way this is going with constantly escalating oppression and even bigger crimes against the American people with the complicity of the United States, elements of the United States government? Where does that take you? So we should welcome this. We need to clean house. We need to turn the rocks over and put these vipers, well, give them a trial and duly sentence these vipers. So to me, it's a good sign that people are now worried about the coming crisis.
Well, I was watching a video clip of MTV, and Alex Jones was on there via telephone. They only had him up for a couple of minutes, but I was watching the expressions on the audience's faces, and nobody was rolling their eyes or jeering or making fun. These are the young people that, Morgan, you and I are going to check out in the not-too-distant future. This country is going to be turned over to the generation that we're looking at now, the MTV generation. And it is more important, I believe, than ever that they're schooled in the thought of what freedom and liberty and what our Constitution's about honest government, transparent government operations. Our school children are not being taught the Constitution. They're turning them into globo citizens.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
It's more important than ever that something like this, and I'm not, folks, I'm not overrating this at all. This has the ability once and for all to cast doubt where it should be cast on the government, because their number one job is to protect people's freedoms and liberties, not take them away from
them.
Well,
in principle, yes.
In principle.
Right.
Well, if we all read the... If we read the Republican platform, you'd swear it was penned by George Washington, but they're not following that, and they haven't been for a number of years.
No.
We'll be back with Morgan Reynolds right after this break. We'll get into many different subjects here about 9/11. And if you want to join in with questions for my guest today, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one National Populist News Weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Fear, fear everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We've got the nuke attack, according to Thomas Keene, that's certainly been in the news, the run-up to the war in Iran. For what reason? Well, we haven't quite figured. Oh, that's because they're thinking about making some nuclear weapons. And Morgan, you've been around the government long enough to understand policies and heads of states thinking. And, you know, I keep looking at Iran, for instance. And this was the reason. This, again, there's so many facets that tie back into 9/11. You know, the reason why we went after Saddam Hussein, well, he was an evil dictator, and he killed hundreds of thousands of his own people, and he was a threat to the world. He was being linked with the likes of Adolf Hitler, for goodness sakes. And I was no fan of Saddam Hussein, but under his regime in Iraq, the country was thriving, people were happy. The Shiites and the Sunnis weren't fighting in the streets. We didn't have a destroyed country. And it was never portrayed in the media. This is another thing. When you have a run-up to one of these excursions by the military, if you will, it's always that they're evil, this, that, and the other. Well, Iraq is steeped in history, thousands and thousands of years of history. These aren't a bunch of towelheads running around in the sands just making statements and doing things just because they want to. So if Saddam Hussein or even Iran wants to develop a couple of nuclear weapons for self-defense, They could not wage an offensive war on anybody with a couple of lousy nuclear weapons because their neighbors, the Israelis, have over 400 of the things and literally have enough firepower to turn the planet into a burned-out center, let alone the Middle East. When you apply high heat to sand, what do you get? Glass. They've got the capability of turning the entire Middle East into a glass parking lot. So when we see this, Morgan, and we see all the offshoots, the political expenditures that are made and the political corners that are cut for our occupation, and make no mistake about this, what you're hearing in the news now about troops, you know, the number of troops in Iraq being drawn down, whatever, forget that rhetoric.
That's not happening.
No, it's not, because we're merrily building bases in a country we just took over in Iraq.
Well, what you say, I think you meant Iran is an ancient, proud people. That's Persia. It's 3.5 times the size of Iraq. Iraq is kind of an artificial country, but Iran isn't, and it's mountainous. And the idea of the United States Army occupying Iran, of course, is a non-starter. And Iran, of course, has this long coastline with the Gulf, the Strait of Hormuz. They can shut that down, and you'll be looking at $250 a barrel oil. And these neocons, the madmen who run our foreign policy and military, have talked for years now about how everybody wants to go to Baghdad while we're there, but real men want to go to Tehran. And, of course, it goes even further, where they've proudly announced that our global domination, our intergalactic domination project, will not allow any regional power to arise. So that puts Russia and China in the gun sights now, doesn't it? And again, of course, the whole thing is totally wacko. You don't have to, and this doesn't serve the American public by any means. And so what they're doing, of course, is going around with a stick and stirring up every hornet's nest they can, because they're the military-industrial complex, and ultimately it traces back to the money, of course, the financial oligarchy that swims and loves debt, all these wonderful consequences of the warfare state. And to me, the whole thing is just, when you see all the bloodshed, et cetera, and for what? I mean, it's just crazy to proceed down this road. And once enough people wake up, this will all come to a crashing halt.
Well, and there was something, and I want to get your thoughts on this, because Morgan, I've been thinking about this in the last couple of weeks, and I'm glad you're on the program today, because being in government, even though that you were there for chief economist for the
Labor Department,
under George Bush, his first term, even though that you were in that position. I have to look at this foreign policy that we've got going, and it strikes me. You said the term warfare. Well, we've got the welfare mentality politicians, one
yeah.
side of the aisle, and on the other side we've got the warfare.
Mm-hmm.
And it strikes me as all the people, the progressives, liberals, Democrats, whatever they want to call them, that always want the New Deal refunded every year and expanded, the giveaways from the government to the people for various social programs, whatever. When they're looking at the Republican side, feeding the arms dealers, the arms manufacturers, whatever, waging war on people that we should not be waging war on, because quite frankly, when a country is weak such as ours, and especially economically,
mm-hmm.
the last thing that you want to do is waste time and resource, and especially money, to say nothing about the lives that it destroys.
Well, the warfare welfare actually is not only domestic, of course. When you go in and make war, then you're going to have rebuilding, right? The Halliburtons of this world get rich in the mop-up. Now, most of that money is going, I guess, into Swiss bank accounts, but at least there's a pretext of rebuilding.
And it is a pretext, because Iraq is still in a shambles. The hospitals have not been rebuilt.
It does nothing but get worse by the week, it seems.
Yeah, and we
and then the administration, of course, blames the press.
Yeah.
Yeah. The messenger is wrong. And the press is mostly confined to their houses and offices in Baghdad. And if they got out into the countryside and throughout Baghdad freely, of course, the reporting would be more accurate, and therefore the misery would be even more transparent.
Well, and there's more people talking about the media also. I had Danny Schlechter on a couple of weeks ago, and he wrote a book, When News Lies, The Media Complicity in the Iraq War. And he even included a DVD presentation, which was outstanding, Weapons of Mass Deception.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
This needs to be done. This is a many front operation here, because we're not only going after the government that had at the very, and some people still out there aren't buying, Morgan, that the government was complicit in 9/11. Some saying that, well, the intelligence was faulty, bad information, they didn't act quick enough, whatever. We have other crowds of people saying that, well, you know, it's, you know, it wasn't the White House, or it wasn't the Pentagon or the NSA that was in on this thing. We have different factions of different people saying a lot of different things. So until the absolute truth comes out about 9/11.
Well, yeah, you can understand that a little bit, although anybody who doesn't honest research job will quickly become convinced that the government did do it with the aid of important outsiders. But the invasion of Iraq was built on lies, and ever since the release of the Downing Street memo, which was written in July of 2003, that's been confirmed every which way. And yet the Congress, of course, is supine, and that is, we've gone to war, murdered, no doubt, over 100,000 Iraqis. We've got, what, 2,500 American soldiers plus, and then maybe 15,000 wounded, many of them horribly wounded, losing limbs and the like. And for what, right? I mean, it's just, and I can remember, when I was in Washington, D.C. as chief economist, there was an economist named Larry Lindsay there, the rotund Larry Lindsay, and he let slip to the press that he calculated that probably the Iraq war would run as high as $200 billion. Well, within a few weeks, he was fired. And instead, the administration assured us that Iraq would pay for itself. The oil revenues. This would be a wonderful profit-driven war. You know, it's just
a self-pay.
Larry was wrong.
Yeah.
Who's the Harvard or Columbia economist? At any rate, he put out an estimate. All told, if you looked at all the present value consequences of the Iraq war, maybe he's exaggerating, but he calculated, he and a co-author, at over $1 trillion.
And all at a time when I'm just reading articles today about China, and they're going to start eliminating the U.S. debt. In other words, they're going to stop buying our debt.
Once they head for the exit on our confetti, the greenback, the paper, and it all rests on confidence, and therefore it's a con job you need, because it doesn't have any backing or value. Well, it does have a backing of sorts in the petrodollar name. That is all international
because
trade
of the
oil.
Because of the Bretton Woods.
U.S. dollars.
Because of the Bretton Woods agreements
and
back to 44.
And once that is broken, yeah, of course, a la the Iranian oil burst, which still hasn't come online, but that would really break down the dollar. And then actually some of the correctives would be benign, but on balance they won't. It'll be a real shock to the system, but our imports will become much more expensive, for example, and our exports will become cheaper. It would help restore some of our eroding manufacturing base, et cetera. But the point is that we're in a very artificial environment, economic environment.
Well, even under Greenspan, the man that made the often quoted statement, irrational exuberance, I don't know what this man was thinking, because under his tenure of the head of the Federal Reserve, we lost 72% of our dollar's value.
Yeah, pumpa. Yeah, and they keep on talking. If you watch, I watch CNN, CNBC, the business news network during the day. And it's really funny. I wrote an op-ed about this, how they all come, all these analysts, they're all Wall Street establishment stuff. And they talk about, well, there's no inflation, or, well, we see some early signs, you know, with commodity prices, but it's well under control. And anybody who runs a household knows that there's inflation. It's just a matter of how high your personal rate is. So it's just the government and the media are just hand in glove, of course, the Republic network aside. But we're talking about the big mass media.
Well, and what I'm hoping, Morgan, seriously, because we take our job very seriously here. We are doing this because, and we're the alternative media, as we're sometimes referred to by the establishment media, but we are the alternative to that media. And what I'm looking for is the day that networks such as these, that we have a turning, if you will, in America, and we can start latching on to money so we can keep spreading the real news, the real information.
Right. And the truly free, independent media.
Right. And until such time, we're still going to be fledgling. We'll make our inroads. We'll win a few battles. But I'm in this to win the war. And the war is over stupidity, unconstitutionality, out of people that think that the government from cradle to grave is best suited.
Well, it's lies of various sorts. How, for example, can government give you things unless they've taken them? Government is not a productive mechanism. If they were, they could compete in the open market. So they have to take things to give anybody anything. And guess what? That middleman's fee is immense. And the control is what it's about, ultimately.
Well, and I wanted to bring this up. And this is because you are an economist. And I don't want to detract from the 9/11. We'll get back into that issue. But because you are an economist, I wanted to ask you this question. About a year and a half, maybe 2 years now, the Office of Management and Budget, and I saw this in a newspaper, a very small paragraph, that said the OMB had put out their figures, stated figures, that the past, present, and future obligations in the United States government, they reported, was $51 trillion. What I'm getting now is that that has been, well, that's a little bit low. That was lowballed. It could be as high as $80 trillion, maybe even more. Now, have you heard this, and can you speak to that?
You know, I'm not fresh on that, but I can tell you that the Department of the Treasury was obligated to put all these financial obligations to an accounting. And if we look at simply what the government owes in terms of formal notes, the debt, the so-called public debt, of course, the Congress just authorized an increase of $781 billion to raise it just short of $9 trillion. So that one is a pretty transparent, right? It's an accounting with real interest paid on these various forms of treasury bills and bonds. Okay, well, that's one part of it that is indisputable. Now, the rest of it is basically all the present value obligations, the stream of expenditures that discounted back to today, that we're on, the taxpayers are on the hook for, and that would include the Social Security deficits all collapsed back to today, the Medicare, the Medicaid, the new drug program, our major spending programs that are going to run huge deficits when the baby boomers go on the dole, right, on the old age dole. And you collapse those, and there are no doubt some others that that escape my mind right now. But that amounts to at least four times our annual gross domestic product, which is we're running $11 or $12 trillion a year right now. So I can see how you can get it up into this ballpark. You mentioned a range of anywhere from $51 to $80 trillion.
It is astounding, and especially because of the debt monetary system we have, you can't retire a debt with a debt instrument.
You know, guess who benefits from inflation? Debtors, right? Well, guess who the biggest debtor is? We just named it.
That's us.
The national government, right? And then we got the taxpayers on the hook. What it ends up in, it will end badly, right? These debts are not going to be paid down.
Absolutely. Okay, we've got to take this break. I want to do a little bit more on the economy, then we'll get back into the 9/11 issue. But I've had you on this program before, and I never got into what you did in the first Bush administration. I never asked you any questions about that. So we'll return, folks, right after this break. Stay tuned.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hi, this is John Statman, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
The inflation in the Federal Reserve. Folks, if you've never gone into the records of what congressmen and senators have put on record, I would urge you to look up Congressman McFadden's testimony in the House when he was talking about the Federal Reserve. And on 11:45 p.m., yes, there was something that was said about doing things in the dark and in strange places and
Well, 11:45, December 24th, that was Christmas Eve, 1913, the Federal Reserve was spawned, or sprung, I should say, on the American people. Morgan, the government could not be spending the amount of money that they have been, or racking up the debt, I should say. They're not really spending money, they're just racking up debt. But this never would have become possible if we had an honest money system in this country.
Right, because then they'd have to do it through real borrowing and paying real interest rates to real investors, or and or taxation. So even World War One, the Fed was able to accommodate the federal government by printing money. The Treasury actually prints it, but the Fed calls it up and just pays the printing costs. And injects it into the system. And, it, of course, the fun is the first round of spending. All the insiders get a hold of that, the banking system, and the investment banker. But, yes, it's a good deal for the politicians to have this printing press. They are legal counterfeiters. And if counterfeiting is such a bad thing, why is it good when it's illegal?
Yeah, but you and I, if we did that, we'd go to jail.
Right, yeah. Right. They have the magic checkbook, and they didn't have it prior to 1913, but for the Civil War, so-called Civil War, and then two bouts we had with a central bank, previous versions of the private banks acting as a central bank.
Well, and this was funneled basically through England, so some would argue that the English really did win the Revolutionary War.
Yeah,
yeah, because
they won it silently,
as
the invisible government.
Yeah, who needs guns and muskets when you can do it with paper and pen?
Right. Yeah. And you know, 1913 is a disastrous year. Not only did the Congress and the government approve of the Federal Reserve, but they also passed the right to tax incomes. Directly,
right.
Both business and personal, and then they provided for the direct election of senators, U.S. senators, who prior to that had been delegates from state legislatures. So it was an assault on state sovereignty. So you did the trifecta in that year.
It was amazing, and it's been said that, well, even Alan Greenspan and other. That it was kind of strange before they became the high muckety-mucks in their jobs. They were decrying the fact that, you know, we should be on a gold or at least a silver standard, but something magical happens when you get elevated to your positions. But when I look at this, it's often been said that it's elastic money supply. You know, America...
Yeah, the inelastic currency.
Yeah.
You sure have that.
Well, how many times can you stretch that rubber band back and forth before it snaps?
Right.
I'll tell you what, we got to take the top of the hour break here. My guest is Morgan Reynolds. We're going to get back into the 9/11 issue, which is important, but also what we just talked about was as important as well. Morgan Reynolds, he'll join us into the next hour, and we'll take calls into that hour at 800-313-9443. Talk about Morgan's latest article here, 9/11, 80 Minutes of Unilateral Disarmament. We'll do that after the top of the hour break. We'll be right back with you, folks. Stay tuned.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.